Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gron. This morning I'm joined in the studio by Mandy and Scarlett Frame. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're here to talk about the benefit for Jaylene Wolford. So first off, tell us a little bit about Jaylene and how we may actually know her.
Well, Jaylene is a student at St. Mary's Catholic School here in Pontiac. She's 8 years old. She's currently in the battle for her life after being diagnosed with an inoperable spinal tumor. She's a spiritual girl, optimistic child, and this can be credited to her parents and their strong faith in God and family. She recently made her first Holy Communion at the Chapel of Loyola University Hospital, where wonderful staff and her loving family made it very special for her. Her family and entire community are praying for a miracle for Jaylene. She has been able to come home for a few days in between hospital visits. Currently, she has been staying in the Ronald McDonald House near Loyola Hospital while she receives her chemotherapy and radiation treatments. Despite these hardships, Jaylene has had her spunk and even nicknamed her tumor Penny Pain in the Neck.
No kidding. See, that's the chief's daughter, right?
That is correct.
I was going to say, that's how we all probably know her, vicariously, at least through her dad, if not through church, right?
Exactly.
So this is a big event you guys have been working on forever, and you've even done a little bit of fundraising prior, because weren't there, like, bingo squares or something along those lines?
We have been selling squares for cub boards that were made by Dr. Mike Worth.
Okay, very cool. So when is this event and where is it?
It will be held at the Elks on July 8th.
Now, where can people go to get tickets for this, and how much are they?
Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 from the age 5 to 13, and free under 5.
Okay. So, Scarlett, tell us about what's happening that day.
That day, we were actually having a carnival with some blow-up houses and some games. Some of the games are the pig race, Blinko, pool noodle toss. We're having a photo booth. I know there'll be food there and some bouncy houses, football toss, and a sucker draw.
So are you guys doing any food that day?
We are having carnival food that day as well.
Okay. And any auction items, anything like that?
We are going to have a silent auction that will start at noon, and that will go all the way till 6:30. The live auctions will start from 7 o'clock until that ends, and then Breaking Storm will play right after that.
Oh, very good. Can you tell us, give us a little bit of an idea about what kinds of things are going to be a part of the auction?
We have some Cubs tickets, I know, picnic table, somebody donated a patio set. There's quite a few things, baskets for the silent auction,
jewelry.
We have a wine poll, too, that we're going to have going all day long. So people have donated wine, and it's $10 a poll to get a bottle of wine.
Oh, very cool. Do people have to buy tickets in advance for this, or can they just buy them at the door?
No, you can get them at the door, or you can get them in advance.
Okay. Are you looking for any more help to make this happen? Are you looking for any more auction items or anything along those lines?
Yes, we would definitely love some more bigger auction items, but anything is welcome, and we definitely need more volunteers for
games. Yep. I need people to run the bouncy houses and a couple more games that we just planned out not too long ago.
And how can potential volunteers get in touch with the organizers?
They can either get a hold of us on the site, The Benefit for Jaylene on Facebook, or they can contact me by email or by phone.
So you described Jaylene at the very beginning of the forum, what a young lady she is and what she's done in church, but there's so many people coming together to make this happen for her, you know, that just really says a lot about a person, especially at such a young age.
Yes. Yes. She is a wonderful child, and I believe she is the miracle. And her family and their faith, and they have touched so many hearts, too. They're very, very good people, and I am so thankful for everything everybody's come and has done for them so far.
Does she know you guys are doing this?
Yes, she does.
What does she think of everything?
I'm really not sure what she really thinks of everything. I'm hoping that this is keeping her spirits up during this time, during her treatments. Yes.
Well, that's exciting. So let's do a really quick recap. Mm-hmm. Date, time, and place, please.
Yeah, so it'll be July 8th at the Elks Club. We'll start with the carnival from 12 to 3. And then 4 o'clock dinner will start, and that is provided by the Elks. And then we will also have Fat Dave karaoke going on from noon until 7 o'clock that night. And then the live auction, and then Breaking Storm will play after that.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about this fundraiser for Jaylene Wolford?
I just want to thank the community for coming together for Jaylene and her family. I know they really appreciate it. And if you have any items or anything you would like to donate, please don't hesitate to get a hold of us. And if you want to volunteer, we definitely would need the help. And thank you.
Very good. We've been speaking with Mandy and Scarlett Frame. They are here to talk about the benefit for Jaylene Wolford. I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.